104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined it for breakfast tonight. It's Port Adelaide and Collingwood at Marvel Stadium. Let's get the press on. Eddie Maguire, good morning.
Morning, guys. What's happening?
No, oh, we've got a couple of changes, Ed. Dits, a couple of changes in their side. Jamie Elliott and Ben Reid in, Big Mason Cox out, and for Port, Robbie Gray out, and Carl Amon in. So
just shows you how things have changed, haven't they? Where, you know, an All-Australian Ben Reid, whose father, of course, was a great player. His brother plays at the Sydney Swans. So you've got this great traditional football family, and everyone's going, geez, we've lost the American for the All-Australian superstar. So, but having said that, Reedy's had a terrible run with injury, but great to have him back in the side. And I think he is actually, you know, the missing link for our club, to be perfectly honest. So I really want Reedy to play a great game tonight and stay in that side, make Bucks find room for him.
Yep.
Eddie, I want to ask you about Nathan Buckley, and I mean this absolutely sincerely from the heart. I am so impressed with, you might say he hasn't turned things around. You might say he's always been, you know, an excellent coach. But when I hear him now speak publicly and the way that your football club conducts itself and the way it, you know, it just has a crack week in, week out, I find him so impressive.
He's wonderful, and I think there's a few people who might have known him from his early days over in Adelaide as well. Look, it's one of those things. People, sometimes you just need to find your groove, and you can be in a situation for a long time, and the public perception, or the, at least the public promulgation through the media, might sway people a different way. You know, we were always confident that Bucks was the right person. That's why we made the decision, and we did it at a time when the club was flying. As you remember, we just won a premiership and played in the grand final, but we believed that this was the time to make the change to Nathan Buckley and keep Mick Malthouse, who was a fantastic coach of our club as well, on board. Didn't quite work out the way we hoped to. Mick decided he wanted to keep coaching, but the bottom line for us, people ask, was the succession plan a success? It was, because we knew that we were going to go into a rebuilding phase, and we would hopefully be where we are at this stage, you know, contending again in the last 18 months or so. But Bucks is doing great things. He's a wonderful mouthpiece and face of our football club, and he's everything we could possibly hope.
How much has he changed in the last 12 months, Ed? Has he changed much at all? It certainly appears as though he has. And the results speak for themselves. But is it more about the whole club changing, or what is it?
I think it's a combination of all of that, Roo. I think mostly for Nathan, though, he's not having the internal fight with himself. I hope that he has realised just how much high esteem that he is held in and how good he is, and as a result of that can just relax into it. You know what it's all like sometimes when we try too hard. And I think that was probably the issue at our football club 18 months ago. It wasn't that anyone, that there was a problem. It was more that we were actually trying too hard and grinding the gears, if you like. And now everyone is playing their particular role. We have a real one-club philosophy with our two women's netball teams, two women's football teams, a wheelchair team, and the two men's football teams.
And there's a great feeler in the club.
We won the premiership. Yeah, we play wheelchair football. And there's a competition over. We beat Richmond in the grand final, beating by 10 goals. And it was a wonderful day. So it's a great thing. So the wheelchair team, we'll take anything.
What do they do?
Moment.
Handball goals, do they?
Handball goals, yeah. Yeah. Right. And I went down for the grand final, and boy, do they go in. You know, you've seen wheelchair rugby. Wow, do they ever go. They're just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Now, speaking of having a go, Ed, I have to ask you, because it's back page of the Advertiser today, about Port Adelaide wanting to wear the black and white prison bar Guernsey next year, 2020, and you're quoted as saying that you're against it.
No, I get sick of this. Every time that Port Adelaide has asked for permission, you know, to wear the jumper, Collingwood has acquiesced. The Port Adelaide Football Club are going into the 150th year next year. It is a magnificent milestone for a great football club and a great tradition in this country. What we need to do, though, is not let the Adelaide Advertiser and others try and fizz this into something that it's not. There's always been a wonderful relationship between the two clubs, but it's a two-way relationship. So don't poke us in the eye, and we'll celebrate your 150th the best we possibly can. I would love to be personally invited as the president of the Collingwood Football Club to the functions, because there has been such great pollinisation over the period. But I don't and will not countenance any insult to our football club along the journey. Now, 150 years, there are many ways of looking at it. Now, I put this to you, Ditch, because I've had this conversation with Cos Cardone, who's a board member at Port Adelaide. I've had it with Koshy this morning on our show, and Koshy, I thought, was excellent this morning in showing due regard. and also with Michelangelo Rucci and many other people. Now, Dwayne Russell and I had this conversation in commentary one day as well, and he said to me that the prison bars are iconic, and I say, yeah, fantastic. Is there, why wouldn't you look maybe, and this is a suggestion, this is not me forcing anything, and I don't want to be the catalyst for anything to Port Adelaide do, it's their 150th. But I always like to look at things and how can you get the best possible result, the best possible way for everybody in the situation. So without insulting people, and also without going back to old days of Port Adelaide and Port Magpies, that alienates a lot of some of this, a lot of the supporters, and of course makes a lot of the supporters happy. So I said, made the suggestion, why wouldn't you have the prison bars but with the teal colour? Why wouldn't you have it maybe with the original magenta colour? Why wouldn't you have it with any combination of all the above and get the result that you want without having to go back and rake over the coals of this situation? Remembering that Port Adelaide came into the competition, they're the only team that's come into the competition that hasn't been a new team in an expansion. Right, there was all that drama that Port Adelaide had when they, you know, reneged against the South Australian National Football League and tried to break away. There's all that angst that was going on there. Don't forget, Dits, it was Collingwood Football Club who supported the Port Magpies when Port Puyo wanted them resold some years ago. So what I'm saying there is there's an elegant result that we could get here for everybody, and I hope we find it because we don't want to be having this debate.
What did Koshy say this morning?
Of course, you said exactly that. We should work towards a situation. Okay. But don't, let's not forget that every time Port Adelaide has asked in these situations, we've acquiesced. But the last time we said, guys, is this the last time? And it was such a last time that Port Adelaide said yes, and we'll put it in writing. So not only is there the rules and the trademarks that are protected in the original incarnation of Port Power coming into the competition, right? Remember, they got in, not Norwood and not Glenelg and not everybody else, and they came in as a new second team for the Adelaide market. Not the Port Magpies, Port Adelaide Power. So they came in, that's fine. Then we've tried to, you know, do the friendly thing along the journey. And then they said, right, no more, that's it, we're done. And I think the other situation, again, and I only put this up as a football lover, is that if we go to a national reserves competition, then there's not going to be a Port Adelaide Magpies. There'll have to be Port Power in the national competition. So there are a few things for people to come to grips with. And I, more than anyone, I reckon, understand the angst that people who love the Magpie over there are going through. And I don't want to be part of the problem. I want to be part of the solution.
Yep.
And I want to help them as much as possible. But I get sick of this constant trying to jam it into me or Collingwood and this faux rubbish that goes on and all this. You know, I hope that what I heard today, that it was a rumour going around that the Port players would wear the prison bar onto the ground tonight. I hope that's not the case.
No, I think they're all rumours, Ed.
I must admit, I haven't heard that rumour, But anyway, no, well said, Eddie. But I haven't heard that, to be honest.
Let's celebrate. Why does everything we do have to start off with angst and anger and all that? No, Port Adelaide are a magnificent football club. And they've got, you know, I barracked for Port Adelaide as a kid in South Australia. Come on, let's find an elegant solution for everybody to celebrate 150 years from a team that started as the Cockle Divers in wearing blue and white hoops. Now, how do you reckon they'd go? They wore blue and white hoops. What do you reckon Geelong would say?
Who's going to win tonight, Ed? Who's going to win tonight?
Pies it's going to be a big game. I think the renaissance of Port Adelaide this year is almost the story of the year with the young players coming in. You've got to love these players coming through. You know, Rosie's he's just set the footy world alight, and it's going to be a big night tonight. Unfortunately, we're playing at Marvel Stadium. It would have been great on the MCG. I don't know why we're playing at Marvel, because Port Adelaide want to play more games on the G, and that's the only place we want to play. So we'll have to make sure that that's done next
time. Ed, what about you and I? We'll have a bottle of Molly Duker on it tonight, all right?
Molly, I'm not allowed to bet, but I'll have a bottle of Molly Duker with you guys anytime you like. In fact, is it the Velvet Glove or are you going to go for the boxer? You blokes at Port Adelaide.
I can only afford the boxer. I can only afford the boxer, Ed.
Now, is it true?
I've heard a little rumour, though, that Ditz is hanging out with some of the greatest athletes in Australian sporting history over this long weekend. Is that
and
right?
And I'm not one of them.
Well, you are, because you're a former world squash champion. And I believe you're hanging out with Jeff Hunt. Is that right?
I am. I'm at Mornington Peninsula, so not far from you at the moment. We're down at Rye. And, yes, I am hanging out with some of the former players that I used to play with and against. So, yeah, we're having a great time, Ed.
Jeff Hunt was my hero as a kid, and in fact, he introduced me to the sports psychology as a young boy. Hunt on Squash is still one of the great books that you can read on getting your mind focused on what has to happen
really?
And how to beat your opponent.
Hunt on Squash.
Hunt on Squash.
Well, good for any sport.
Absolutely, because he went out and just learnt that the harder he trained, that if he had a physical edge on his opponent and then he had the mental edge, then generally he had the edge and went on to become, of course, one of our greatest ever sportsmen.
There's plenty of truth in that, Ed. Thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck tonight.
Good on you, guys.
Great chat.
And we look forward to having a fantastic 150th anniversary of the Port Adelaide Football Club. And let's hope it's not at the expense of insulting another great football club on the other side of the border.
Good on you, Ed. Thanks for joining us, mate.